Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, you know, there's this speech from the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Khamenei, who said that there's a need of the time in terms of explanation, when you explain things, and explaining beautifully in itself is a jihad, and he called it as jihadi tab'in, the struggle of explanation. How important do you think it is for the parents and educators who are dealing with the adolescents?
Yes, so this jihad tabiyin, or the explanatory crusading that is important for us today, is to create an awareness of the true Islamic principles, the pristine form of Islamic teachings in all its totality. The problem is that the Islamic Revolution in Iran came about because of the very fact that there was a comprehensive understanding of Islam by Imam Khomeini, and the presentation of that comprehensive understanding in the form of the Islamic Republic. Today, our children should understand the importance of that message. Why is it so that Imam Khomeini stood up? Why did he set up the Islamic Republic? How did the Islamic Revolution come about? What is the principle of this system? These issues have to be explained to our children, whether they're living in the West, whether they're living in the East, whether...
We don't say it was Iranian revolution. It was basically an Islamic revolution.
Yes, it is an Islamic...
belongs to each and every Islamic society.
Exactly. It was something which in the words of Kalim Siddiqui, a Sunni scholar, who was very much in favor of the Islamic revolution, who lived in London. Once he told me that, look, we, before the Islamic revolution, we as Sunnis were looking for a change. We were looking for a Islamic state. We were looking for the establishment of the caliphate. And then comes about the revolution, and then we discover this is what we were looking for.
Right.
So we need to understand, even living youth living in Iran itself, they need to understand what was the philosophy behind it, what was the reason for this revolution, what is the Islamic Republic stance, what does it stand for? And basically, I have been mentioning the issue of imamate and leadership. This is important. If we as Muslims, all Muslims believe in the advent of Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we believe in the establishment of a new Islamic civilization, a modern Islamic civilization. And the Islamic Republic of Iran is at the forefront of this struggle. The Islamic Revolution is meant to take us to that goal, that noble and lofty goal. So we need to make our children understand and prepare them for such an advent.
For the Mahdi uprising.
They should become a part of that crusade right. of not just, I mean, parents for their children. No, the children are also responsible. They understand and they convey to others. Every Muslim, not just scholars, every Muslim is responsible to carry out Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, bidding good, forbidding evil. Bidding, when we talk about Imam Hussein, he says that I have stood up. I am standing up against Yazid. Why?
To enlighten people towards the good.
Amr bil Ma'ruf. So it's right. not just his impo- it's important for every human being, every Muslim.
Living in each age. We'll discuss more with you after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Said Salman Akavi, and we are discussing about the importance of the exculpatory crusade that was rightly mentioned by Ayatollah Khamenei, that it's the need of the time. And Professor is explaining how parents can benefit from this and how they can utilize this when it comes to Islamic upbringing.
Yes, we need to make them. I mean, the Islamic Revolution is a phenomena. It's a global phenomena. It cannot be just confined to the borders of Iran. It goes beyond the borders of Iran.
Right.
The message is clear, pure, pristine. It is the basis of the resistance movement. So we need to understand, we need to make our children understand the bases, why this is taking place. And as I said, when we talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says that I have come forward, I am coming out, this uprising, this movement is for the sake of reforming the society. I am coming forth to carry out the islah and the reform. What was wrong at that time? People were used to pray, used to recite the Quran, they used to fast. What was the problem? The problem was at the top. The leadership was
wrong.
It was not
as qualified.
It was not qualified. It was illegitimate. So it was the reform of the society from the top.
Right.
And people were supposed to start from the bottom to achieve, to change the
leadership.
Top. So this is what the Islamic Revolution stands for. It stands for the reform of society, bringing from the top.
Right.
But it has to come from the bottom. It's both from bottom to top and top to bottom. The people should realize, people are the representatives of Allah Almighty in the sense, not in the sense that they are the rightful rulers themselves. No. They are the manifestation of the power of God,
right.
And the power of God has to be channelized and given, put at the disposal of the Imam, the qualified, the legitimate Imam. Imam Hussein was the legitimate Imam. Our children, when they understand Muharram, when they understand Imam Hussein, they will understand Imam Khomeini,
right?
Because Imam Khomeini stands for the revitalization of the Ummah based on the true teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Imam. And Imam Khamenei is following the footsteps of Imam Khomeini to bring about that understanding. Till that understanding is brought about, we cannot expect our children and our youth to play the role they have to play in society.
Right. So basically, the Islamophobia that's revolving around today and all the propaganda that's being made on the social media is actually creating an identity crisis for all the Muslim youth living anywhere in the country. And maybe that was why the Supreme Leader said that there's a need of this explanatory crusade, as you mentioned. And that's really important because when we explain and he called explanation as jihad. We will want to you to shed more light on that, but after a short break, the listeners stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who has a child must treat him in a childish manner."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are with Professor Said Salman Akhavi discussing the explanatory crusade that was recommended by Ayatollah Khamenei, and we are discussing it in the light of when it comes to parents and educators. Those who nurture the children, those who nurture the youth. Professor, we were saying that the youth who is facing the Islamophobic society today, the youth who is facing the kind of Islam which really does not exist, which is even called by the supreme leader as the, you know, don't be the Shias of the England or the Sunnis of the United States. So do you think such youth needs this explanatory jihad?
Yes, they need to understand the true form of Islam. They need to understand Islam is not talking about, when we talk about the Imam, we're not talking about a legendary figure. We're not talking about a supernatural figure. We're not talking about something which is out of the world. We're not living in a fantasy world. We're living in a real world. We need to struggle. Why is it called jihad? Because every action which is carried out with a struggle is jihad for the sake of Allah. Allazina jahadu fina lahdiyannahum subulana. Everyone who struggles and strives to achieve a goal, and that goal is for the sake of Allah, the goal is Allah Almighty, that is crusade, that is jihad. Whether it is at the war front, whether it is at home, whether it is in the media, the social media. Today, the leader of the revolution, Imam Khamenei, once said that if I had not been the leader of this revolution, of this Islamic Republic, I would have taken up the role of the social media and taken the leader, head of the organization, taking care of the social media. Social media is where we need to be. Social media is where we need to talk about Islam, the true form of Islam, and the purpose of the Islamic revolution, and how it is going to achieve the goals. And we need to show to the people of the world that, look, under the leadership of the ulama, of the scholars, Iran, despite all the sanctions, despite all the problems it is facing, despite the fact there are not so many capable people who are helping the leadership, so, despite of that, Iran is progressing,
right?
And it is becoming a force to reckon with in the world.
Right.
So our children and our youth must realize that just a small speck of that Islam, of the true form of Islam, a small sample of it is being implemented in this part of the world, and we are progressing. So what will happen at the time when the Imam comes? So we need to prepare ourselves. We need to make our children understand that we need to learn, we need to develop our knowledge, we need to develop our skills, our leadership skills, our educational skills, how we explain to others, communication,
right.
How do we communicate with others? Our children must learn how to communicate.
Right.
And they must learn what to communicate. And it should become a part of their education. The Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when you bring your children up, don't train them for today, train them for tomorrow.
Right. So when you're guiding your children how to explain, how to communicate, and what to communicate, here this supreme leader's message goes beyond the educators and parents. It's even for the children now. The jihad is now again for the children, the explanatory jihad, that what are they are going to communicate in the societies. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for that beautiful discussion. Thank you so much, dear listeners. We got to be acting upon the principles of Islam as suggested, and alhamdulillah, we have leaders like that of Supreme Leader of Iran who guide us, give us directions in this very field, for parents as well as for the youth and for the entire society. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?